Hey Chip Chat listeners, last Chip Chat challenge we asked you to define cloud and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the Chip Chat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're very happy to have Genevieve Bell back in the studio. Welcome, Genevieve.
Hey, Allison. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Now, Genevieve, for those who have not heard you on my program or seen you all over the press before, can you just remind the audience what you do at Intel?
Well, I'm a cultural anthropologist by training and I guess by predisposition, and my role at Intel is to help Intel think about what it is that people care about and use those insights about people's everyday practices to drive new technology. And specifically, I run an advanced research and development lab inside Intel Labs.
We had you on the program about a year and a half ago, and you started talking about some wacky ideas about user experiences guiding how technology should be built, which sounded really odd at the time. But in listening to Intel executives lately, it sounds like your team has been having quite a bit of impact.
I know, isn't it amazing? It makes me do a little happy dance in the corridors. So I've been at Intel 12 and a half years, and I think for me the most remarkable times in my experience at Intel have been the moments where the company starts to reimagine itself, and I think we're in the middle of one of those right now, and start to conceptually say it's not just about the technology itself, it's about what the technology is going to deliver, and not in terms of megahertz and speed, but in terms of what kinds of experiences is it going to make possible is something kind of remarkable to behold.
We had a chat about 7 months ago where you told me that user experience was going to matter in the data center as well. And you were the first person to tell me that, which is good that I knew it as we started developing our concepts of a client-aware cloud and how user experience will be optimized for whatever type of device is being utilized. So I've got to ask you, you know, what else do you need to tell me about what's going on in the company so that I can be prepared?
I think for me, what's really interesting is what starts to happen in the embedded space. You know, we talk a little bit about that at Intel at the moment, and it's certainly been a place where our silicon is finding a lot of very varied and different homes. We've been doing some work in my team recently looking at people's relationships to their vehicles, to cars. And I've spent the last couple of months blissfully happy doing a bit of field work, actually unpacking the contents of people's cars and photographing everything they carry around with them to get a sense of how it is that we imagine our vehicles, how they already operate as technology platforms, what are the kinds of experiences and relationships we have with them.
So do you think that the proliferation of devices, and you know, you talk about TVs, auto, is that changing the user demand in terms of what they're expecting from computing?
I think increasingly, because it's very clear from the data we have that in both first world and emerging markets, consumers aren't going to one device. They have a proliferation of devices. As you said, people have many different sorts of computing platforms in their lives, whether it's laptops and netbooks, smartphones, smart televisions, in-car navigation systems, cameras. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff we're carrying around with us. And I think increasingly for consumers, there's a sense of what it might take for those things to talk to each other. You know, how do I get the photos from one place to another? How do I make sure everything's backed up? How do I take the experience I'm having in my in-vehicle infotainment system and land it on my television without pause or vice versa? How do I not have to manage content across 6 different platforms and 5 different services? You know, when we talk to consumers, we hear a very clear sense of them being kind of a bit overwhelmed.
Right.
Not by the technology per se, but by the amount of work it takes to manage all the technology and the kind of demands it means for you to be your own IT person all the time. So when I think about, you know, where the industry is heading and where consumers are heading, it's clearly a world in which there will be a lot of computational devices, but I think that kind of the necessity for things like a greater degree of simplicity, a really earnest and sincere focus on ease of use, I think a level of interoperability. Not so that the devices are the same. I mean, clearly you do a very different thing on your television than you do on your mobile phone. But we also know that people sit in front of their televisions with their mobile phones, and at the moment, neither of those screens know about each other.
Right.
And there's certainly models of use I can think of that might suggest having those screens know about each other, at least in some form, is a good thing.
Well, I've got to go back for a second, excuse me, to the car question. And I was imagining you trying to look at my car, and I would be devastated by that experience of anyone going through my car to see what's in it, because I don't even know what's in it right now. What were the interesting things that you found in cars, and what did that tell your team about what people were needing in their cars?
Some things are very clear very immediately. Cars are already full of technology, some of it functional, some of it not. People are bringing a lot of technology to their cars, whether it's music players, satellite navigation devices, other forms of in-car entertainment and in-car navigation. Cars turn out to be staging places, so you put things in a car because they're going to go somewhere else, to the home, to the office, to the dry cleaners, to the thrift shop, the recycling center. It's amazing how long those things end up staying in cars. That kind of notion that I think a lot of car companies have had, that cars were mobile workspaces or mobile entertainment spaces, when we unpacked people's cars, it seemed much more like they were less actually those things and more waiting rooms for those things to happen somewhere else.
What is the greatest moment for you? Is it when you look at and talk to the business groups at Intel and they finally get it and they start developing technology for the space, or is it when you start seeing it in products and people actually using it and we complete the circle?
You know, the thing about making products, as most people know, is that, you know, products come and go, right? You can make something, it can be hugely successful, and it can be eclipsed a year later. But I like the making piece, when I like the fact that insights can be manifested tangibly in an object that will find its level in the marketplace. I mean, I love that piece of the process. And I like it when we can actually make things, right? I mean, there's something very compelling about that. But as an anthropologist, one of the things I know that's really important is changing people's worldviews.
Mm-hmm.
And getting people, as you say, to move past their own experiences of the world to a broader point of view. And for me, the moments when you can move a whole company and move a whole company's thinking, that's a kind of a moment of real magic. And that Intel is at one of those moments right now is kind of extraordinary to me.
That's fantastic. You know, you're allowing the engineers to actually dig into their feeling side, which is a little terrifying for me.
You know, we can all come out of this better, well-rounded people.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for being on the program
today.
Oh,
you're very welcome, Allison. It's always a pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.